Massachusetts authorities begin allowing gay marriages on Monday, following an order from the state Supreme Court. That means anyone who is a justice of the peace will be required to perform the ceremonies. And that's why Linda Gray Kelly of Charlton, Massachusetts, submitted her resignation with a letter that reads, in part,
"In good conscience, I cannot agree to follow that directive. I am bound by the laws of God and the Catholic Church."
Linda Gray Kelly was a justice of the peace for about 2 years and says she sometimes invited couples to be married in her home. For most weddings, state regulations let her charge $75. Last month, she attended a conference where some of her fellow justices of the peace spoke of dodging the new law, just claiming they weren't available when gay or lesbian couples came calling. But Linda Gray Kelly decided to quit.
"I need to take a stand not only for my personal moral beliefs, but also for the fact that this is when marriage is being defined. And if I, you know, if I go down with the ship, then so be it. But at least I walk away with my integrity."
Was there a period when you thought you might be able to keep your job and just refuse to perform gay marriages?
Yes, I did. In fact, you know, this all began at the conference where Governor Romney's chief legal counsel, Dan Winslow, spoke to us, and he had to tell us the way it was going to be, because for the last 6 months we've been given all of this pie-in-the-sky talk about how there would be plenty of room for conscientious objectors, that there would be user-friendly JP websites where same-sex couples could obtain names of JPs who would be happy to marry them, and that there'd be still room in it for the rest of us.
I'd like to know, even though you disagree with the ruling on gay marriages, do you think that the governor's legal counsel was right in what he said, that the law is the law, and if you're going to be a justice of the peace, your job is to follow it?
I do think he was right, and I do think Governor Romney was right. His personal feeling on this issue is very much like my own. He is hating to see all this happen, but yet he's the governor, and he's doing his job, isn't he?
In your letter of resignation, you said that you returned the deposits of some couples who'd put down a deposit on a wedding.
Yes.
Had any gay couples come to you with a deposit?
No, I live in central Massachusetts in a rural town. It'll be a while, I think, before that happens where I live. But I didn't want to take any chances, and I certainly wanted to have my resignation in and the deposits returned before the May 17th date.
Have you had a chance to have a conversation with any gay person who's a friend of yours?
Yes, I have.
Can you describe what you said and what they said?
It's more of a personal nature, but I will say that they were stunned. I don't know that they were going to ever call me up to perform a ceremony, but it sort of comes across, and I'm sure it will on national radio, as the fact that I'm homophobic or something. And I have absolutely no problem with gay people. Like I said, I've always been in the world of theater and interior design, and I think that one comment that was made to me was, "This is not out of line for you, Linda, because you always stand up for what you believe." So I guess I should have saw it coming.
Well, Linda Gray Kelly, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Linda Gray Kelly is a former Justice of the Peace in Charlton, Massachusetts.